I'm always talking about exposing yourself to new information to expand your mind, your knowledge, your ideas. Well, one of the ways that I go about doing that is with the texture app, like the fabric woven together to create texture. No, I'm just kidding. But really, it's like an endless subscription to all of the magazines that you see on newsstands. Almost any magazine you can think of, the texture app has it. So you probably heard me mention it before on IG stories because I love going through the app and then sharing some of the articles and stuff that I come across with you guys on IG stories. But if you go to lifeaccordingtoher.com right now, you can get 14 days of free magazine browsing with all the magazines that you can think of. Like I said, anything from business magazines to entertainment, you can get it 14 days for free on the Texture app right now, lifeaccordingtoher.com. So go ahead, check it out. Thank me later. Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we're going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So today we're going to be talking about blocks and blockage and mental blocks, emotional blocks, all of that, because no matter what, blocks affect us and we have to acknowledge them to get past them. Admittedly, I've never gone to like a therapist of any sort, like a psychotherapist or anything like that, or had any type of formal counseling, but I'm interested in going. Like, I think I should go at some point. Realistically, I think we all should go because sometimes it's just good to talk things through with people that are completely unbiased and don't know you. They don't know you. They don't know your story. They don't know what kind of baggage you're walking into the room with. And you can honestly lay things out on the table and get feedback or be prompted with questions that will help you understand things that are going on for you. And so for me, although I haven't ever been to formal counseling, I definitely can appreciate it and I can see the use in it and how it can help a lot of people. So I just tend to dig in and dive into information from different sources. And that's why I'm always encouraging you guys to dive in and dig in and research a bit more with information, because people, I've been asked before, how have I had some of the breakthroughs that I've had? And when I had to sit back and think about it, my honest answer was information, consuming information, being open to consuming information from different sources and putting myself in a situation where I would be ready to receive things. And that doesn't mean that you have to receive everything that's out there and make your mind this big hodgepodge of information. No, it just means that you are being aware and honest with yourself about maybe what some of your shortcomings are. And because of that, you're out there actively and openly ready to receive information that could potentially help you or push you in a positive direction. So I recently had, in one of my shower musings, you know how I do, I had the thought and I realized that growing up, I never understood or really had any ideas about what success really was, or what it looked like, or what it meant to me. I didn't know what my expectations were of myself to then call myself successful. So as I continue to get older and check the boxes and go through life, I wasn't really reaching for a certain level of success. I was looking at the people around me, and quite honestly, as harsh as this may sound, I was just trying to do better than that. So maybe that was my benchmark for success, just doing better than they were doing. But the block in that is that I didn't really know what they were doing. I didn't really know what I was doing. And because I was just looking at what they were doing on a surface level, my level for success probably was a lot lower than it could have been. And these blocks, we have to pay attention to them and look at them for what they are, because they help to shape who we are and our mindset and our expectations for ourselves and our expectations out of life, all of those things. I recently realized that, look, this is the honest truth. My parents and their financial situations growing up, it was always a bit tricky. So I always knew that any money issues that I had stemmed from what I saw and experienced growing up. But I didn't really realize that success issues came from the same place. But I was reading Jack Canfield's book, and I came across this passage that I'm going to share with you guys. It's called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And I recently shared it on the Life According to Her Instagram stories. Because I know that when people have money blocks, sometimes you have to dig a bit deeper and understand where those money blocks come from and what the stories were that you were being told about money that maybe you didn't even know you were being told that helped to shape your ideas about money. And when I read this passage, it made me remember how I thought that money was such a in a limited supply, especially around me and my family. There was not an endless supply of money. There was no way to get an endless supply of money. So for that reason, I remember thinking that there was only like one millionaire in the world. Like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous was my way to peek at and see how the other half lived. But nobody that looked like me was on that type of show. Nobody that seemed to come from a background that I had came from was on that type of show. And don't get me wrong, I came from a quote-unquote middle-class family. It wasn't like we were extremely poor, but my parents did not have a surplus of money sitting around waiting somewhere. I remember asking for certain shoes and things like that. Like, to this day, I've never owned a pair of Jordans. When I asked for a pair of Jordans, they might as well have laughed in my face, because that just was not practical for inserting into the family budget. Like, Ayana did not need a pair of, or Angel as my family calls me, did not need a pair of Jordans. That was not going to make or break her. So no, not today, honey. But I'll go ahead and share this passage with you, because it just made me realize how limited my beliefs were growing up about millionaires, money, how much money there was available to people in this world. So it says, according to government figures, in 1980, there were 1.5 million millionaires in the United States. By 2000, there were 7 million millionaires in the United States, that is. By 2014, there were 9.6 million. The number is expected to grow approximately 20 million by the year 2020, with 65 million worldwide. It has been estimated that someone in America becomes a millionaire every 12 minutes. With a little planning, self-discipline, and effort, one of these millionaires could be you. And I really wanted to share that with you guys so that you could let that sink in. With what you know and the knowledge that you gain and the blockages that you are able to overcome and get over, and with planning, self-discipline, action, effort, like he says, you could be a millionaire too. There is nothing different from you and the next millionaire. There is nothing stopping you from being the next millionaire. You just have to open your mind up to that possibility, allow that to be a possibility for you, and do the work. So I hope my sharing about my blocks, and you know, I'll talk about this more if you guys want me to. I hope that has helped you to think of what some of your blocks could be in life and what some of the stories may have been growing up for you that caused you to have blockages in some areas of life. It could be money and finances. It could be success. It could be love. It could be relationships. Whatever potential blocks you have, if you're not working with a licensed therapist or something to get over those blocks, at least acknowledging them for yourself and doing what you can in small increments to help yourself get over them, that's better than nothing. And I definitely commend you if you are already starting to do that work. And if you are not starting to do that work, but you are ready to get started and you want to get started, definitely share with me your journey, as I'd love to hear what type of progress you're making. Thanks for hanging with me, and as always, keep killing it.